Right before we talk some college football with Anthony here on top of the hour.
I'm happy to do that. Oren on the north side, you're on the score.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
I was wondering if you guys have any information on whether there's something worked into the collective bargaining agreement or some other document that says that Mirotić cannot pursue any sort of legal action against Portis in this situation. Let's say if a few years down the road he decides that this has caused him to be less of a player and make less money, can he go after Portis in some way legally?
You know, we talked about this yesterday. I don't know the answer, but apparently...
The instigator, too.
Yeah, apparently because it's not like a Kermit Washington, Rudy Tomjanovich situation. It was something that escalated where he walked up on him.
He pulled up.
And when there are two people willing to tango here, it changes the dynamics of it.
Couldn't Bobby say I was scared for my well-being if you want to take it to litigation?
Yeah, here's a guy who's 6'10" and looming over me with his massive Montenegrin beard, and my crazy eyes were frightened.
His
and,
beard frightened
me. If there were
civil suits or any kind of suit, every time an NBA player fought another one in a practice, you'd run out of league games.
Yeah,
we'd run out of games, man. That nobody would be left to play.
We broached that yesterday.
He landed the punch. That's the worst thing that happened, and that's why this is going on right now.
Right, it's the damage that was inflicted that is causing all of the aftermath, not the fact that there was a scrap. Because sometimes, like you say, guys play by different rules, and so, you know, IK and Impali, and
not everybody's playing by the same office rules as you. And unfortunately, you find out when you end up in a general hospital.
And when it happens and it's this bad, are always, I think it's fair enough for you to think like, hey, you know, what could this cost him? But you know, it's going to cost him plenty of money.
Yeah.
Bobby Portis. And second of all, what would Nico Mirotić be trying to get out of Bobby Portis at that point? You know, 10 years from now, you think Bobby's going to have a dime left, or you're coming after some deep pockets?
We've already fast forwarded to Bobby Portis being broke and sitting somewhere in Little Rock, Arkansas.
You want to bet?
Jesus, what's wrong with you? All right, we're going to talk to the new daddy about college football. Anthony Heron.
Big Papa.
Yeah, the sleepless one joins us next right here on 670 The Score.
The Cubs are still alive after taking game 4 of the NLCS from the Dodgers.
There's a deep drive to left by Wilson. Contreras, get out the tape measure. Long gone.
Keep listening for the full recap of the big win and a preview of a do-or-die game 5. Don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call tonight. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves forward Alex Tuck scored Saturday night in a Wolves victory, and then 24 hours later scored the first goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. Be there this Saturday at 7 or Sunday at 4 as the Wolves host Tucson. The Cubs live to fight another day. They'll try to stay alive again tonight when they take on the Dodgers in NLCS Game 5. Despite a 3-1 series lead for the Dodgers, Cubs president Theo Epstein told Bernstein and Goff a comeback isn't out of the question.
It can absolutely be done. I think the key is winning that first one, and then you got to win game 5 is huge, because once that team gets on a flight, knowing that they've let two chances to clinch get away, they can get pretty tight, and the momentum really shifts in the series once you get to game 6 and 7.
Jose Quintana on the mound for the Cubs tonight. Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. Pre-game here on The Score starts at 5. The Bulls open the regular season tonight in Toronto. Bobby Portis suspended 8 games for punching Nico Mirotić in the face, resulting in a concussion and facial fractures. Mirotić is out 4 to 6 weeks. That means Lauri Markkanen gets the start tonight at power forward. Blackhawks take on Edmonton tonight at the UC. And as for the Bears, Marcus Wheaton, John Timu, and Sherrick McManus all set out of practice today. None are expected to play Sunday against Carolina. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, your Big Green Egg Superstore in downtown Wilmette. And your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Amazon is hiring part-time associates in Crest Hill. Apply today at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Dodgers at 5 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Now the rest of the Iowa defense up front. Heron, the best of the bunch right now.
Anthony Heron
jumps off the screen when you watch him on film, and then when you see him in person, it's even more impressive.
Football analyst for Pac-12 Network and NBC Sports Network.
He can really do it all from the pocket. He's a dynamic athlete.
Former NFL defensive lineman.
Tripped up at the 20-yard line, Anthony Heron, number 99.
670 The Score football contributor.
I do completely agree with how the Bears have handled this so far, both publicly and internally.
Anthony Heron with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
He's on Twitter at Big Ant Heron, and he joins us in our Hyundai studios. Hyundai, see why the Elantra and Sonata are better, and I don't know how well he's sleeping. I think it depends on how much.
How much it is.
What is sleep?
Congratulations. Yeah.
What is sleep?
Big Ant Heron had a little heron.
Yeah.
Name?
Bishop Keenan Heron.
Let's go!
Bishop Heron, a.k.a. BK, a.k.a. Jelly Bean.
A.k.a. Get out my damn way!
A.k.a. Little Ant Bites, a.k.a. I'm a pee on everybody in my vicinity.
No doubt.
If you're trying to change a diaper.
And that's just at birth.
Like, that's my son! Yeah. That's my son!
Congratulations.
Good times.
That's awesome. Appreciate it, fellas.
Great stuff, but you still, and all the more opportunity, we're not sleeping, to watch football.
Yes, and yes, there's plenty of that.
And with plenty all this, with all that's going
somebody
on.
Need to be peed on?
No, okay.
All right, believe I will bring Bishop in here right now and pee all over that control room. Bishop will pee on
chill,
everybody.
Stop!
In there. You just wait. It's happening. Bring him here like a little fire hose.
Take it easy.
Let's,
ladies and gentlemen, Jack.
Let's start with the Bears, shall we? They get a win. They have renewed hope. Aaron Rodgers is out.
Is there a
out.
Limit to how many times I can say poo?
You can't stop. Do it at all.
I don't know the rules. What are the rules?
Clearly.
Look at Tannehill's face.
Tannehill is about to break through the
TV
glass
guy.
Like
you can't. What else can I say? What other bodily functions can't I mention?
Any of
stay
them.
Stay away from all of them.
Doesn't, okay. All right. Good
so,
to know.
This college football, Anthony.
We'll get to that. Let's do the Bears first. They get a win. They're feeling good about themselves. Right. Nobody thought that they'd be able to go on the road and do that with the Rook, but they did. So what are we seeing?
We're seeing development. And I think when you look at certain positions on the Bears, like Leonard Floyd, that to me was maybe the best game he's played as a Chicago Bear. Not because he had three sacks, but because the role they're using him in right now. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago before he'd really, you know, 2 weeks ago he looked better. Last week, he looked good. He looked like a very good football player, and he's consistently now working the outside third of blockers, as opposed to, like we were talking about, being down the middle and rushing to contact, rushing in the midst of the chest of offensive tackles or tight ends. Now he's getting into the outside half and outside third.
And they're holding him.
And they are holding him, and they need to because of what he's doing in engaging them in a way that makes him far more difficult to block with the speed that he possesses, with the levers he can rush the edge with. So it makes a big difference. He's still a developmental player, and we're seeing improvement from him as an extremely talented developmental player. Jordan Howard, he's, you know, while he's not a made man yet, but what he's done in several games this season with a banged up shoulder, for such a physical running back to have a shoulder that might just be in tatters right now, to still run the ball the way he's running it is extremely impressive to me. I mean, to me, thinking all the way back to like the Neil Anderson kind of days, when you're thinking about a Bears running back in this type of physical condition, who's still willing to throw his body into tacklers and run with physicality through the smoke where the hole isn't initially there, but you're trusting that the blocking scheme will present itself at a certain point where you're trusting the lane that they've called the play to run into, and he does that consistently. Now, there's a couple of things that, from a reactionary standpoint, like, you know, where everybody kind of thinks Cody Whitehair sucks now. Cody Whitehair doesn't suck. Cody Whitehair is struggling with snapping the football, which is a bad thing for a center to struggle with. Mm-hmm. When you got a quarterback in shotgun, his snaps have been inconsistent. When he's actually blocking people, he's still good. He's still a good blocker. When he's playing 70 snaps in a game and two or three of them are a bad snap, then immediately our mind goes to, this guy had a bad game. He played well. You don't have a running back run the way that Howard did. You don't have a run game be as successful as the Bears' run game has been this season when your center, of all people, is playing back. Cody Whitehair is playing good football. He needs to figure out this yip thing with the shotgun snap, because that will eventually continue. When the Bears are good and these wins and losses matter, because I still don't think they're going to matter this year, but when the Bears are actually trying to be a good playoff team, that's going to matter. If he's still a center at that point, it's going to be a bigger deal to me than it is right now with him still as a developmental prospect who hadn't played center before last year. Cody Whitehair doesn't suck. Leonard Floyd isn't a Pro Bowler yet, but we're seeing those as two examples of talent that's been drafted that was thrust into the lineup early that's showing signs. Folks who are worried about why Adam Shaheen isn't being targeted yet.
Ashlyn.
Yeah, he's not ready to be targeted yet. Just the same point I made about Mitchell Trubisky not starting the opener. They're going to start him eventually, which they have, and through two games, saw improvement with his decision-making from game one to game two. I don't need Mitchell Trubisky to be a volume passer yet. I don't care if they run it 50 times again this week. I want to see, can he learn how to protect the football? What I saw last week against Baltimore, that fourth preseason game where they had him hand it off and go from under center like 20-plus snaps in a row, that was on display in Baltimore. That's why that mattered. These things get lost so quickly in our subconscious, where we're looking at that in the fourth preseason game thinking, oh, they should be throwing the ball with him every time. These are wasted reps. Those aren't wasted reps, because the personality of the Bears, yes, you got to get under center because you've never been under center before. You've got to work the footwork of, as you take the pull from center, what's the proper footwork and positioning of your hands when you consistently have to hand the football off on stretch plays, on toss plays, on bend backs, all these things that he has never done before in his life. Preseason game number four was on display last week in his second career start. So to me, there's so many things that are showing there's actually a plan in place for all these different little developmental prospects who the Bears have drafted who have physical gifts, that some of these are starting to show themselves on the field. So I don't care that Trubisky didn't start the first four games. He started when he was ready. I don't care that Adam Shaheen isn't getting the ball thrown to him yet, because eventually when he's ready, they will start to target him. We've seen this with a number of prospects that the Bears have, where they don't mind forcing somebody in the lineup when it's necessary. If it's not, they haven't forced the issue.
Anthony Heron dropping knowledge on us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score. You can check us out on watch670thescore.com as well. The live video stream is brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original, buy local from American Needle. The defense. I want to get back to the defensive side of the football. You talked about Leonard Floyd and the way that he's played, but Kyle Fuller, Akeem Hicks. I mean, at each level, I think you have to have a playmaker if your defense is going to be good. Hicks has been as good a five technique as I've seen around the league so far the first 5-6 weeks of the season. And Kyle Fuller, for a guy who doesn't have the ball hawk reputation, he has been as physical as I've seen out there on the boundary. Maybe it's because it's a contract year, but those two guys, how have they performed in your eyes?
Akeem Hicks is playing like a Pro Bowler, and I don't see any reason to think that's going to change anytime soon. I wouldn't go as far as to use the Pro Bowl tag with Fuller, but you know, it's not saying a lot, I suppose, but certainly the best football of his career.
And I said it about that game. I said that's a that's a Pro Bowler kind of game in a single week's performance.
It was a good game. He played really well. I think that what Pro Bowler at corner has turned into in the NFL today.
Chris Harris every week.
Yeah. I mean, so for one game, yes, I liked it a lot. Where I'm still not at right now with Fuller, really with anyone in the secondary, even the two interceptions that were had last week, where you made plays on the ball. So that's a good thing, because the Bears secondary hasn't been making plays on the ball. And you got a linebacker coming in Jones, coming in getting a strip. All these things are good just from a takeaway standpoint. Neither interception was of the, you know, I've baited a quarterback into this variety, or of a I've forced this issue to happen. It was more of a, hey, look what I found, you know, off a tip. And again, a play was made, so you don't want to discount that a play was made.
Right.
But this was not, we've locked someone. I mean, you know, in the first interception, Fuller was actually defeated. Receiver drops the ball. And, you know, big hit from Jackson coming up, so that's good. Jackson was there to kind of help deflect things, but these weren't interceptions where you're saying that the coverage in the secondary completely blanketed everyone in coverage. So, I mean, with Fuller, big fan of what he's doing so far. I think there's maybe still more meat on the bone. He doesn't look to me like a number one corner on a great defense, but he looks like a good football player.
Anthony Heron also works for the Pac-12 network, sees plenty of college football. We're seeing some movement in the rankings with some upsets. And what's catching your eye?
Well, USC's got a big one this week against Notre Dame. And the odd thing with Notre Dame this season is that they've been a quality team consistently every week so far. It's just been a different version of Notre Dame on the field, where they're back to playing quality defense. And, you know, for what Brian Kelly's really been known for over the years, he hasn't had a quarterback, and he's coached to the strengths of his quarterback, where he's mm-hmm. more run dominant, and that's helping the defense play at a higher level. And it's a Notre Dame team that, even though they're in the top 20, really top 15 in several polls, this isn't a team that everyone's starting to hype up as we normally quickly start to hype up Notre Dame football. That, to me, is a little bit out of sorts. Now, it's because they, you know, they played Georgia close and they haven't necessarily had a marquee victory yet. Beating this USC team this weekend, as beat up as they are, and as much as they've just kind of, you know, middled by in most of the wins they've had, beating USC this week, USC's a real team with obviously a legit quarterback who, you know, continues to just sort of barf the football up to the other team more than he should, but he is a legit playmaker. To me, Sam Darnold is kind of this season's Jameis Winston in college, where Jameis, the last season he was at Florida State, where he just had such a rare ability to fit the football into windows, not just via arm strength, but via anticipation.
And running pro accuracy. Stuff that you can
yes,
see.
Yes, running pro concepts. And Jameis was just at a very mental level of feeling he could execute things that weren't always there. That, to me, is what I'm seeing from Sam Darnold that needs to be throttled back a bit to actually protect the ball. I'll talk to you guys about that even back in the preseason with his predilection for putting the ball into places that maybe he shouldn't attempt. So that game, to me, this weekend excites me because it's either going to knock USC out of the national championship picture or it's going to prove that the winner of that game is legitimately a college football playoff contender.
Yeah, Washington, I watched that Arizona State game, and it's hard on a night game to go on the road and battle with young kids, and they lost that game the way there's – I didn't think they got pushed around, but it seemed like they weren't the better football team that night. Washington State already has their one loss. When you look out west, and I thought Stanford had a nice little route if they would have got off to a better start. Yeah. When you look out west, is it whoever lasts till the end instead of what we thought would be the best football team? Because I see the talent on USC offensively. You know, you saw what Washington did last year, but of course the NFL draft rated them, especially on the defensive side of the football. Mm-hmm. Is it really just a battle of attrition to see who's going to come out of the Pac-12 instead of thinking this team, the most talented team at the beginning of the season, should have won it?
That's what it's turning into. You know, there and a lot of conferences, a lot of the major mm-hmm. teams have their injuries that they're dealing with and battling at this point in the year. But the Pac-12 right now, they're the odd conference out, you know, looking in at the college football playoff picture right now, especially with Notre Dame being in the mix as a one-loss team who's got a few marquee matchups remaining on their schedule, not just USC, but Stanford coming up and a ranked NC State team. Notre Dame's got a tough schedule finishing up October and November where they're going to be right there. If they, you know, reel off some wins here, right there in the thick of the college football playoff discussion. And so it's not just those Power Five conference teams. Now you've got Notre Dame being that basically that sixth Power Six sort of conference team who's going to be in the mix to knock out one of the champions from one of these other conferences. That's if the champions are the ones who are actually in the mix, you know, with the Penn State fans and their struggles from last year winning the Big Ten. But overall, for the Pac-12, they're going to be on the outside looking in unless it's USC. USC is still, to me, the team that can write its own ticket because their non-conference schedule is strong enough. And going with one loss through a deep Pac-12 and winning the Pac-12 championship game, they're going to be in the college football playoff if they finish with one loss. Nobody else, Washington or Washington State, unless they get some help. I don't think either team from the state of Washington can write their own ticket unless some other folks suffer losses.
Anthony, always great. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Congrats
we'll be back
again
next week, and I will not say.
Yeah, that's enough. Yes. That's more than enough.
That's go away. Turn his mic off. Mike,
not going to happen.
He needs sleep.
Turn him off. Yes, he's tired, and he's delirious. He is Anthony Herron.
Good times.
And when we come back, we are going to continue previewing tonight's Game 5. The Cubs once again trying to remain alive and give you more Cubs baseball on your home for the Cubs, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Today, Bernstein and Goff talk to Theo Epstein.
Are you occasionally squirming and second-guessing as much as the rest of us are?
Yeah, I think anyone who thinks this series is about Joe Maddon is really missing the boat. I mean, it's about the players executing and producing.
Hear Bernstein and Goff's entire Theo interview at 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by GNC. Live well. Washington Wizards 120, Philadelphia 76ers 115, and arguably the greatest season opening loss in NBA history. Look, I know Sixers head coach Brett Brown is only interested in celebrating actual wins, so he's not going to party after last night, but I am because I loved what I saw from the Sixers, and I'm giving y'all one last shot to jump on this bandwagon because that Sixers victory train is leaving the station, and you better decide, are you going to be on it or not? Where do you want to start? How about with the man himself, Joel Embiid, 18, 13, 4, and 1 block in 27 minutes. Ben Simmons, 18, 10, 5, 2, and a block in his NBA debut. Not bad at all. Again, embrace the process. Trust the process. Love the process. The process is happening. I'm Jim Rome.
CBS. Flap. Pustule. Jowls. Nugget. Gurgle. Smear. Bulbous. Pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney.
Work. Can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi stops swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
It's appliance days at JCPenney. Now through Sunday, get up to 30% off select major appliance hot deals, plus an extra 10% off brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. Plus, get 18 months special financing on purchases of $4.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. These deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 10/13 to 10/22. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details. Free delivery not available in all areas.
3117.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And this fall, you can fall asleep even easier thanks to Mattress Firm's Fall Asleep Sale that's going on right now. I know the holidays are coming up, and with that, they're giving you the chance to prep the guest room for friends and family, or maybe you just need another new mattress. And right now, when you gift yourself with the new iSeries mattress, you get another mattress 50% off, and there's more.
Yeah, there's more. Have you seen the latest in sleep technology? Well, you haven't unless you've been to Mattress Firm. The Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. It cools you every night. Seriously, it's honestly astonishing as to how cold this mattress is to the touch, and it offers an unmatched level of support and indulgent comfort. You'll want to hug it. It'll hug you back. You'll talk to it. Say, I love you, mattress. Can I have another one of you? Because I have a guest room. And they'll say, yeah, go to Mattress Firm and get another one of me and another one of me. And oh, by the way, you can probably get me for interest free for 60 months.
It's funny you should say, because I was just going to mention that it's 0% APR for 5 years, 60 entire months of sleeping interest free. You can find your perfect mattress and not pay a cent of interest. And you go in, you talk to the mattress professional at whichever mattress firm happens to be nearest you, and they'll walk you through a very simple process to make sure you get exactly what you want. And maybe check out an adjustable base, too, because that's pretty cool. It's the Fall Asleep Sale going on at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Here's Mike Mueller, president of Mueller Honda in Gurnee.
A few years ago, the Mueller Auto Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Honda dealership in Gurnee, Illinois. And I'm most proud to say that we have continued to do business our way, the Mueller way. What's the Mueller way? Well, when you visit, you can browse the showroom at your leisure and in a stress-free environment. And when you're ready, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable, and professional associate to assist you through the buying experience. And as always, you will get our very, very best price, and that's the Mueller price, which is always competitive.
That's Mueller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just west of 94, where you'll be treated like family. It's the Mueller way.
So whether you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, we'll always do our best to make sure you are one happy customer. At Mueller Honda in Gurnee, I have Bob Logan, our general manager, who will assure me that you will not be disappointed.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient, because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required. U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, mm-hmm. take it slow. You can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I'm about to show you something that I haven't shown to anyone.
A paycheck?
Get your weekly dose of Kevin James.
I thought everybody would enjoy a little crudite.
It's crudite.
French language police are here. Take me away.
TV's number one comedy.
I just heard the information. You got to give a man a second to celebrate.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Stop. Wingstop.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The process was horrible to have that change. And if Granderson hits the next pitch out, you know, I might come running out of the clubhouse, you know, my jockstrap. I mean, that was like really that bad. So you can't permit that to happen. The process was wrong.
Yeah, the process was wrong, but the team still needed you. And a lot of people, I did not think that this was some hot take. But a lot of people on Twitter are after me. Goff, you don't know what you're talking about. You got to stick up for your players.
He did that the other night, and it
backfired. It's not one extreme or the other. It's not sit on your hands or light Wrigley Field on fire. It's go out there, express your discomfort and your anger, and make sure that you stay in the game too. I think Anthony Rizzo or Chris Bryant would say to themselves, you know what? Skip really doesn't care about us because he didn't get thrown out in that instance. Stop with this cliche junk that you want to throw around.
It's stupid. And it's like hockey fighting. You want to actually go in and see the number of times. You only remember the times. Yeah, it lit a fire under them and sparked them to the victory. And look at the number of times somebody gets kicked out and they lose. You would actually, it doesn't do anything.
By the way, this is another thing for Twitter and for the text. No need to let us know that John Paxson is referring to us on another station. Until John Paxson or Gar Foreman find their way on these airwaves when I am on the station, then I don't need to comment on anything about them saying anything about me.
Yeah, they've made it very, very clear.
Yeah, for 3.5 years now, they've gone to other shows that I wasn't a part of. And that's cool. As long as they're on the station, I'm good with it. But they know where they can find me. It's very simple, and they usually don't speak to things that they know that people aren't close to. So yeah, it's all good. Enjoy yourself out there. You know where to find us. I'm here 1 to 6 every single day. Email has, it's always been the same, actually. You know, a lot of email exchanges when I was in Atlanta and also with Sirius XM NBA Radio. And they thought since I was far away, it'd be cool to talk. So I'm always around. No need to run around town, talk crazy. Right here for you. I'll be here whenever you want. You can come in here, sit down right next to us if you want. Because I know a lot of people think, oh, you won't say that to his face. Come sit here right here next to us. And I'll say the same things about that organization because I know that they are true. Simple as that.
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. And we are done at 5 today. In case you weren't paying attention, the Cubs bought themselves another game. They don't have to meet their maker quite yet because they will get a chance behind Jose Quintana to take on Clayton Kershaw at Wrigley Field because the game starts at 7. Our extended pregame is going to begin at 5 right here, and we look forward to turning it over to Mark Grody at that time. But before then, we are going to be following all that's going on. There's a lot of guys in front of microphones at Wrigley Field talking about tonight's game. In case you're just joining us, Albert Elmora is on top of the Cubs lineup. He's going to be in center field, flanked by Kyle Schwarber and Ben Zobrist. So that means Zobrist is going to be...
Get out the sweet Georgia Brown music.
Zobrist is going to be batting righty against Clayton Kershaw, and I think they're hoping that, Kyle gets into one. Do you see Rizzo use Schwarber's bat?
I thought it was Wade. I thought it was Wade Davis that used Bryant's bat.
Well, I would not have caught it, except my son said, why is Rizzo warming up with Schwarber's bat?
Oh, okay. All right.
And yeah. I said, are you sure? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's not it. He goes, that's Schwarber's. And he wasn't just warming up with it.
Wade Davis fought off pitch after pitch from Cingrani with Chris Bryant's bat. And he was like, oh, look at this guy. And, you know, Wade's up there and like in the I don't want to hit posture. And
hey, it worked for you, Darvish.
Yeah.
The famous I don't want to hit posture. Yeah. And then Carly was like,
yeah, you just gotta pump 96 in the zone and tell him, hey, tip your hat. If you Darvish turns you around, he turns you around.
Scoreboard update.
3:30 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves forward Alex Tuch scored Saturday night in a Wolves victory and then 24 hours later scored the first goal for the Vegas Golden Knights. Be there this Saturday at 7 or Sunday at 4 as the Wolves host Tucson. Cubs and Dodgers facing off in Game 5 of the NLCS tonight. Dodgers lead that series 3-1. Jose Quintana gets the start tonight against LA's Clayton Kershaw. Pregame here on The Score starts at 5. Meanwhile, Yankees and Astros will play Game 6 of the ALCS tomorrow night. New York leading that series 3-2. The Bulls will open the regular season tonight in Toronto. We won't see Bobby Portis, though. He's suspended 8 games for punching Nico Mirotic in the face. Mirotic out 4 to 6 weeks. Blackhawks back in action tonight at the United Center, taking on Edmonton. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. Dow today closed up 5.5 points. NASDAQ was down 19. The S&P finished up less than 1. Want a job with great pay, up to $125 in weekly bonuses, and up to $25,000 in tuition assistance? Join UPS as a part-time package handler in Hodgkins, Gary, or East Chicago. Apply now at upsjobs.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Dodgers at 5 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Give your brakes a break for those occasional trips into the city. With Metra and its rideshare partner Uber, you have door-to-door connections to or from a Metra station. First-time Uber users can use promo code METRAConnects to save up to $15 off their first Uber trip.
So, how tension-filled, like, because it rises, right? Because if yesterday was I'm such-and-such Cub fan and
nothing to lose, well, backs I'm such-and-such
Cub
wall,
fan
right?
And I'm okay. And then you get onto your call about how everything was cool and this was a good season. And then, you know, does it build throughout this
sure
game?
Where
it's like, hey, guys.
It's not okay to lose.
Right. I mean, that's why I was talking about same energy yesterday.
Don't feel as
I was talking about same.
Right.
The toolbox, the toolkit that you were talking about. Can you immediately dash away that shroud of doubt and being okay, that false sense of accomplishment, even though you have accomplished something, and then go, yep, let me run in this booth and throw the S on my chest in that cubby blue color and get out here and act a fool again.
Yeah, it's still different, though, and I thought Theo did a good job of trying to describe the difference between last year's experience soaked in so much history and romanticism, and this year just being sports. That's really, that's what I took away from his description of it. This is now a much more normal relationship between a big city and an experienced fandom with its sports team, where the Cubs had always had such a weird relationship.
And people tried to keep it weird, too. People tried to keep it weird because the weirdness paid off for them. It was like, oh, no, no, no.
They don't know any other way.
Let's still be in this club of weird losing things and blaming black cats and billy goats and all these other things. People tried. And we Shep produced a lot of those shows. I hosted a lot of those shows. We took calls where people were like, yeah, but it won't be as special. Now it's and Theo said it. Theo's talked about the romanticism and all the things that go along with it. And by the way, that's putting the old Epstein package right there on the table for you when it's like, yeah, you know, did this thing in Boston. And you know, once you win your first one, this is how it's supposed to feel. I got no problem. Like he's talking about is it. Oh, don't worry, guys. We got more to come. And that's exactly what the plan was all about.
This texter says for the 217 said Joe getting ejected was kind of dumb. But the Pat Hughes audio during all of that was sort of great and hilarious. Pat usually doesn't lean all in on a bad call like that, but he was livid with the umps and screaming for them to just turn and look at the giant video board. They've shown the replay 10 times. Yeah, that's the thing. If you notice, they replayed over and over and over again.
Yeah, whoever the producer was, whoever the director was.
Run it again! It was the obviousness of it, and yeah. It's all right there.
Yeah, Granderson right? Got that call because he's Curtis. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Did he foul tip it? He may have foul tipped it. And Jim Wolf is ruling strike three, I believe.
Curtis Granderson
thought
arguing.
He fouled it. Ron, go ahead.
Granderson is arguing that he foul tipped the ball. And Jim Wolf was saying, no, you're out.
Wolf, I just saw his lips say he dropped it. Meaning that Contreras had it and then dropped the ball. Take another look, Ron. What do you see?
The breaking ball down. Granderson does not foul tip this ball. And it's just a block by Contreras on a pitch in the dirt. So he's out. You could see daylight between the ball. And now Dave Roberts would like the umpires to huddle up and talk a little bit about this play.
All of the umpires, all six of them, huddling over near the third baseline.
Just don't know why they're, what the discussion could be here. Either you saw him foul tip it or you didn't, or we're going to look.
They're going to say foul tip the ball.
And Joe Maddon is furious at Eric Cooper, who made the call the other day. And now they're going to be furious. This is going to be ugly here with Joe Maddon. I promise you this.
Why don't they just go to the video?
I don't know. I really don't know. We're looking at it, and you know he didn't foul tip the ball. And the home plate umpire thought he did not foul tip the ball. And I know they don't want to throw Joe Maddon out again, but he is not going to accept this at all. This is just a terrible call by the umpire crew.
And if this ball is ruled a foul ball, they did not get this call right. They got it wrong.
They got it wrong, and Joe Madden's not going to leave the field until they figure this out.
Granderson still batting.
And I believe Joe Maddon has been thrown out of the game once again. This is just unbelievable how bad this could be.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was. But
once it's not reviewable, like once Maddon goes off and they allowed him to act up because you could tell they were like, uh-oh, we kind of messed this one up. Once he goes off and he's touching and doing a lot of things, and one of the touches was to kind of turn the home plate up to the video. You could see it. And he's going off. And once they say, but yeah, Joe, it's not reviewable. And once the call is made.
It's not.
Never mind. Don't you kind of start to land the plane a little bit and think about, all right, I got to stay in this game? I mean, I'm spitballing here because I thought that while it was happening, by the way, I wasn't thinking, you know, oh, I'll bust this out if they lose this game. No, I'm like,
I can say I might have screwed it up. There's nothing we can do about it now, but yeah.
And then you say to yourself, all right, I'm going to turn in the video. You're going to do all the things with MLB that you would probably do with any other blown call, and you keep it moving, don't you?
How many managers wear jock straps?
Probably all of them. Old dudes wear jock straps. Yeah, I mean, old dudes don't wear underwear. old dudes love wearing jockstraps. I'll never forget the most frightening moment probably of my childhood was finding out that my granddad Ralph wore a jockstrap. And I'm like, what are you? I don't even know you to play any sport when you were young. What are you doing? What support do you need?
They gave them out
old
in junior
wear jockstraps,
high.
Dude.
They gave them out at junior high for gym class, and nobody wore them.
No, there's no need. There's no need.
I never really understood it.
I remember I wore a cup the first day of freshman B team practice, and I got made fun of by the rest of the guys.
I wore a cup for baseball.
Yeah. Well, for baseball, it's different.
I caught a bad bounce once.
Yeah.
And learned my lesson.
I got made fun of. And my buddy, I'll never forget, Bino Coley, he was like, you can run with that? I was like, yeah, you can. He's like, man, that's why you're so slow. I was like, all right, there it is. Bino was always fast. Obviously, I was always slow. But yeah, old dudes love wearing jock straps for some reason. They don't trust regular draws. Boxers are too, they're too bulky when you pull your jeans
the
up.
The boxer briefs just blow their minds. Briefs. Yeah, the world's colliding.
Futuristic technology.
What is this?
They're not tighty-whities?
Did this come from the moon? This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. We'll be hearing stuff from Wrigley Field as soon as stuff becomes available. The preparation's on. Not sure if we've gotten a report on which way the wind is blowing. If we can get, 1,000 feet of home runs hit between two batters tonight like we did last night, but ball go far, team go far. We'll see if team can go farther. You've got the score.
This is Chris Bryant. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Coverage brought to you by State Farm.
Your weekly horoscope. Libra, open your heart to things that might not be too pretty. Scorpio, your need for a soulful connection is in full swing this week. Sagittarius, embrace the challenge of working out some of the kinks in your life. Capricorn, you may be a workaholic, but remember to take a breather every now and then. Aquarius, taking a moment to focus on your health is a good move for you this week. And Pisces, you might be the one that can inspire your whole office this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
And proud of it.
Thousands of people seeking home security are getting ripped off every day, getting locked into long-term contracts and stuck writing huge checks with no way out. It's robbery itself. It can cost you thousands. But now, there's a smarter way to protect your home, Simply Safe Home Security. These are guys to trust because Simply Safe has no long-term contracts or hidden fees. You can start or stop service anytime you want, and they earn your business every day with their incredible service. 24/7 monitoring is only $14.99 a month, and that's three times less than most other companies. How do they do it? Well, Simply Safe cuts out the middleman. So you get 24/7 monitoring and police dispatch so you know your home is safe around the clock. No long wait times. You can pick up your Simply Safe system from Best Buy today and have your home protected in a few hours. It's unbeatable protection at a great value, and there are no contracts. Get Simply Safe today at your local Best Buy and save $50 on the Protect package. Hurry, because the offer ends October 21st, or visit simplysafe.com to learn more. That's simplysafe.com.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
In 1919, the Reds beat the White Sox 5-3 in the 16th World Series, the series known as the Black Sox Scandal. This week in 1924 had the first Negro League World Series. The first NFL game was televised this week in 1939. The thrower became the first black NFL quarterback in modern times this week in 1953. This week in 1957, Maurice Rocket Richer became the first NHL player to score 500 goals. And more coming up soon, right here.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There were a lot of good things to enjoy about Mitch.
I'm just glad that dude's not holding a clipboard. Remember when everyone was advocating, hey, mm-hmm. take it slow, you can learn more on the bench. Shut up. Shut up.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. It takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That defense is playing its arse off. They don't stop, and they hit. You had a lot of guys doing some good stuff and a lot of big hits in that game.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I don't trust their bullpen at all. Do you trust their bullpen? I think anything can happen. I think anything often does happen. So I think it's Wade Davis. I think that's still the guy you trust in a save situation.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Or visit carshield.com and use the code SCORE to save 10%. That's carshield.com and the code is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. A deductible may apply.
Your weekend starts here. See which NFL stars will shine the brightest. Light your night up with Thursday and Prime Video.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I don't think that we were looking at it as a you know, not the must win. You know, obviously it's a must win, but we weren't putting that pressure on ourselves. You know, I don't think other, you know, as other people, you know, maybe outside of baseball, think that we have on ourselves. You know, we're just going out there and we're worrying about, you know, playing our game.
Schwarbs. So, you weren't looking at it as a must win?
Yeah, it's tough.
And he backtracks, he's like, well,
it's the definition of a must win. Right. But it's okay. Right. He's a big dumb animal, folks.
No, he's not dumb. He's actually a very thoughtful guy.
It's a movie quote. Oh. It's a movie reference. I know I don't do a whole bunch of those, but
yeah, it's.
I don't think that we were looking at it as a you know, not the must win. You know, obviously it's a must win.
He stopped himself. He hit the brakes. Bump the brakes, kid. Kyle Schwarber. All right, so Javi and Willie Contreras did it last night. This has got to be Brian Rizzo tonight, right?
Better be.
It's got to be.
It has to be, right?
Anthony Rizzo has been shockingly awful.
So bad.
like he at the end of Juan Uribe's career when he was going up there with his Sox career, when he was going up there with two strikes already. Like
Juan Uribe.
Yeah, he's been Anthony Beckham. He's been. Where it's like 0-2, 1-2, yeah. And then
as soon as you put your batting helmet on.
And then, see, and if I'm Schwarber, I don't want him using my bat. How's your bat? No, you're going to get all the
heebie-jeebies on his bat.
Yeah, you're going to get all the bad germs on it. And yeah. It's not like it's Matt Caesar where it didn't matter, because remember last year, he used Matt Caesar's bat, and some other guy, Addison Russell, was wearing Matt Caesar's underpants, and then they were wearing Joe Madden's jock strap. Yeah, he did his leggings thing, right?
Oh, the compression shorts?
They were all rating.
I was gonna say, like, you wearing another man's drawers and not being in a relationship with that man, that's tough.
That's baseball. It's cool.
Come on. It's a baseball clubhouse, and everybody's raiding Matt Caesar's locker for stuff and things.
Oh, when he got traded.
No, he was still on the team.
I don't remember this story. I remember the bat thing.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the roster.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I guess right.
Right. So they used his bat. They used his compression shorts. Yeah, that's... And so Rizzo was already...
Because he's not using them?
I don't know.
Did he wash them at least?
Like, I don't know.
That's just not... That's foul. That's why. That's why I'm asking.
Well, if you wear compression shorts, you don't need your jock strap, I guess.
Yeah. I wear compression pants and shorts when I play ball. I don't wear underwear.
You should wear underwear with the compression shorts, shouldn't you?
Mm.
No?
Well, they act as the underwear.
See, I played basketball once against a guy.
You would wear underwear on top or underneath compression shorts?
Yeah, because otherwise you want the Lycra against your skin.
It lifts the sweat.
What?
Let me
take control of your mans, Jason.
Yeah, let me get this straight here.
What's going on?
No, maybe
you wear the compression
maybe
pants.
Maybe I didn't have the high-tech compression pants back in the day.
My compression pants are like $15 off of Amazon. So what you do is, because you don't, for all those many years before we wore compression shorts, you'd wear your regular underwear underneath a pair of gym shorts or basketball shorts, and all they do is bunch up on you, and they retain all that water. With the compression pants and compression shorts, you're snug as a bug in a rug. You're good to go. Nothing's a little too damp down there. It's lifting the sweat off of you, evaporating into your dry fit technology. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we didn't have dry fit technology back in the day. We had nothing but wool.
We were wearing lambskin drawers.
We played in wool and hair shirts.
Yeah.
But I played against a guy years ago in Deerfield at Mitchell Park. And this guy's a pretty good player. He was wearing compression shorts with no shorts over them, which just gets weird.
You know who does that? The NFL players who actually NBA players too, who love their bodies in pregame. Yeah. Like Terrell Owens used to do it all the time.
It's Terrell though.
Yeah. LeBron every once in a while will
right out there.
Yeah, will come out in a hoodie and his black compression shorts, just to let just you know like the Akron package is in the house.
It's a pigeon display for everybody. And like, dude, but this guy, you know, running up and down the
Eggplant Fridays.
Like, come on, man. Like, dude, put some shorts
letting
on.
Letting you know how he feels about life.
Yeah,
I guess. Sometimes, until like Bernie Mac said, I'm blessed.
Congratulations to you, right?
Just letting you know, hey, I'm a better man than you via sports and other things.
The 847 says, Contreras. I know it's the correct pronunciation, but it makes me crazy. I was happy when Montero got traded because of it.
Is Miggy going to get a ring if they win?
He was on the team, yeah.
Yeah, he got
anyone
he
on the team that year they win.
Anybody, right?
I think
any
so.
Amount of games?
Yeah, I mean, Rob Zastrzyzny.
Oh, do they vote on that? Do they vote on that?
Add to his club. Well, they got one of the rings.
They vote on it, though, right?
Like, whether you get the real ring.
I think
or
if
not.
You suited up for the team, at I think all. You get a ring no matter what.
At all.
Mike Freeman would get a ring?
Wow. Who's Mike Freeman?
Really? I thought it was a vote. I thought, because what if a guy gets traded that you hated? And then you're like, yeah, we got to give him a ring now? See, I'm learning about the intricacies of baseball. I did not know that.
Did Brian Mattis get a ring last year?
Brian Mattis, wow.
He got his...
It was that game.
Slid against the Mariners, and then they came back
They came back, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at Nicky the Kid. Nick, how are you feeling, brother? we haven't... I know we got to go to break. There it is. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
All right, now stop this. McClure says,
what?
Under no circumstances would anyone going up through men's leagues ever play hockey without a cup. We're not, nobody even brought that up, McClure. Obviously, you don't play hockey without a cup.
McClure's drunk, though.
Well, he's always drunk. But no, you don't, no. Trust me, I know.
There's so many pads and short-legged things, and I wouldn't even know where to begin to put on a hockey uniform.
Have you ever seen a goalie cup?
No.
So
it's like a bowl? Like that, and it's copper pot?
It's like a chastity belt.
Yeah. Oh,
does it have a cool painting on it, like the helmets do?
Right. Look, when we went up to Gunzo's to try
out... like on one side cash, on the other side prizes.
My kid was making fun of me because we went up to Gunzo's to try on... goalie cups because it was time.
That's got to be a comfortable time for a young man.
Hey, Dad,
I got the left one. It's kind of sliding out the old cup over here. I'm a growing boy.
I kept making fun of him because he looks like He-Man, you know? This big belt thing on.
Command brace goal soon.
He stands there like, hey, Jay, I will give you $100 if you just go strut through the store right now. He's like,
this is the monster that you're raising right now.
No, I said, come on, man. Because look, nobody cares. Just don't. If anybody says anything, just say, what are you looking at?
It's good to know that your son has more sense than you do.
Just walk out. I said, I'll buy lunch, steak dinner.
You're going to do that anyway. Right? That's what he's thinking to himself. Right? You're an idiot, Dad.
You're obligated to get me lunch because you're my father.
Right, like I'll pay for your college.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. You'll hear from Joe Madden this next hour.
Yep.
You'll hear from Theo Epstein a little bit, and you'll hear from yourself because it's time for us to see how you're feeling.
Are you
okay?
You panicking?
Should we play a BG song in the background?
Should we go back to the panic zone?
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Today, Bernstein and Goff talked to Theo Epstein.
In all three series, we had sort of a moment where the switch flipped, and then we were really productive. And, you know, given, you know, if we continue to fight and claw like we have been, I think that will happen again this postseason.
Hear Bernstein and Goff's entire Theo interview at 670 The Score.
I got some questions for you internet users out there. Would you like your Wi-Fi coverage to cover your entire home and let you stream into any room on any device? Would you like to stream on multiple devices at once when you and your kids have visitors? Well, guess what? You can get ultimate control of your home Wi-Fi network with easy-to-use tools across mobile devices, laptops, and anything else. Xfinity X1 boxes as well. Just by going with Xfinity X5, it's the future of awesome when it comes to Wi-Fi. You can set up your home Wi-Fi to be online in a matter of minutes. The ease of troubleshooting issues. You don't have to be on a hold waiting for somebody. It's just a button click away. You can pause home Wi-Fi network access for any device or profile when it's time to do some homework or time to talk about these grades or time to get heads in beds. Time for everybody to go to sleep. You can pause the network access. It is terrific. And you can have two Wi-Fi networks, one for you and one for your guests. We all know that you may not want your guests to be on the same Wi-Fi as you. Next thing you know, you're checking histories and clearing cash and all that other stuff. Be careful. Many wireless gateways broadcast a second signal called Xfinity Wi-Fi. This is an extension of the Xfinity Wi-Fi network that any Xfinity Internet subscriber can use. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store for more details or to learn more about other Xfinity Internet only offers. Offer ends November 22nd, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Are you scared of going to a new car dealer because you feel like they're sucking money from you? Well, I have a dealer you can count on. Woodfield Nissan is counting down savings and wants to save you money. 10%? No. 20%? No. Woodfield Nissan wants to save you 30% off MSRP on brand new Nissans.
It's the October savings countdown at Woodfield Nissan. Woodfield Nissan must sell 200 new Nissans in October. And we're counting down the savings all month long. Woodfield Nissan is paying top dollar for your trade-ins during the October countdown. And with 30% off, you can take home a brand new 2017 Sentra. Just $13,989. That's over $5,000 off. Or get 0% APR financing for 72 months now available on new Nissans.
So go to Woodfield Nissan in Hoffman Estates. Or go to WoodfieldNissan.com.
Prices are plus TCL and DAC. Includes all manufacturers' incentives and rebates. Two available each price. Example of 30% off. Then HN36-2203. 2017 Nissan Sentra. Then HY344-792. Finance offered with approved credit. Sale percentage $13,989 per month. 1,000 bond and a new sale. Prices match finance is $10,000 on select models.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
He's crazy, please!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
He sticks to his pattern. He usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm just worried that now, instead of saying, hey, nothing's going to happen this season, let the kid, let's feed him everything he can handle. Let him make mistakes. He needs to calibrate his targeting system. Takes mistakes to know what is open and what is not open on this level.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods.